Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 19th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Reuters reports that, according to sources, the U.S. Commerce Department is expected to extend the delay on the U.S. trade embargo against Huawei, granting the company a temporary general license to buy from U.S. suppliers for 90 days. The license would enable Huawei to buy supplies for maintaining existing telecommunications networks and providing software updates to Huawei handsets. However, Huawei would still be barred from buying components for new devices. Scooter maker Segway Ninebot unveiled the semi-autonomous three-wheeled kick scooter T60, which can return itself to a charging station without a driver. Early customers for the new scooters include Lyft and Uber. Segway Ninebot will start road testing in September with hopes for a Q1 2020 launch. The price is estimated to be close to 10,000 yuan, that's roughly $1,400. Variety reports that Google's Area 120 development lab has been testing an event-centric crowdfunding service called Fundo. Fundo is aimed at YouTube creators and allows them to invite fans to paid online events like meet-and-greet sessions. It's unclear how many YouTube creators are involved in the beta test and whether Google plans for a wider rollout. Xiaomi announced it's working with fellow Chinese OEMs Oppo and Vivo to develop an interoperable peer-to-peer file transfer system for Android-based devices. The protocol will use Bluetooth to pair devices with the goal of hitting 20 megabytes per second transfer speeds. A beta will be available by the end of August, and Xiaomi stated other smartphone makers can apply to join. A federal judge issued a 153-page ruling ordering Georgia officials to stop using the state's current electronic voting machines by the end of the year, after municipal elections held in November. Currently, Georgia uses Diebold AccuVote TSX touchscreen machines that security researchers found have numerous security vulnerabilities dating back to all the way in 2006. Georgia hopes to have new ballot marking machines in place in time for the presidential primary election in March 2020. If it can't meet that deadline, the state will be required to use paper ballots. Amazon's recommended items label it calls Amazon's Choice has drawn many questions about how products get awarded that distinction. A pitch deck reviewed by Digiday details a 2017 bidding program for Amazon's Choice badge, essentially offering vendors the ability to bid for an Amazon Choice badge by lowering prices and spending more money on advertising. This would give the vendor better placement and search results. In response, Amazon tells Digiday that this program was never offered. A source says that the bidding program did run briefly in 2017, but that Amazon rolled it back, and Amazon's Choice badges now are driven by algorithms. Amazon's Choice claims it rewards product listings that have high in-stock and conversion rates, high customer ratings, competitive prices, and prime shipping. In a press release announcing a new Disney and Charter Communications distribution deal for Hulu, ESPN Plus, and Disney Plus, the two companies have agreed to work together on piracy mitigation, including implementing business rules and techniques to address such issues as unauthorized access and password sharing. No details how those measures will be implemented were mentioned. Ars Technica notes that Charter CEO Tom Rutledge has complained about account sharing before, criticizing TV networks for not locking down content, and that password sharing leads to lower number of cable TV subscribers. Officials in Texas say a coordinated ransomware attack hit 23 local Texas governments on the morning of August 16th. Governments reported having issues accessing the Texas Department of Information Resources. The ransomware encrypts files and adds the .jse extension to affected files, although no ransom note was left directing payment, and there's no official name for this ransomware strain. Texas DIR, Texas Division of Emergency Management, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and the Texas Department of Public Safety coordinated on recovery efforts. The cryptocurrency exchange Binance announced plans to launch an independent regional version of Libra called Venus. Venus would be based on the Binance Chain blockchain and develop localized stablecoins and digital assets pegged to fiat currencies. Binance will provide technical support and compliance control while offering its existing technical infrastructure and regulatory establishments for Venus. CEO Chengpeng Zhao said he hopes that Venus will help push overall cryptocurrency adoption and is happy to coexist with Libra. IKEA announced it formed the IKEA Home Smart business unit that will have end-to-end responsibility for its growing smart home portfolio. The unit will be led by Bjorn Block, who previously headed smart home efforts while housed under IKEA's lighting division. IKEA first entered the smart home market with the introduction of tables and lamps with integrated Qi chargers back in 2015. And finally, startup Cerebras Systems unveiled the Wafer Scale Engine, the world's largest semiconductor chip. The chip has 1.2 trillion transistors with 400,000 cores and 18 gigabytes of SRAM memory, taking up roughly an entire silicon wafer. The chip was made in partnership with TSMC and includes numerous redundant circuits to help improve yields. The chip will be sold as part of an overall computer appliance made by Cerebras for machine learning and AI workloads, which will include water cooling for its 15 kilowatts of power. The first production systems are expected to ship to customers in September. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.